ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 22nd day of December 2019. And I am going to try my best today to be very serene and calm and genteel and measured for as long as I can, so that I can note to the audience that we are in very serious times. And then, yes, it's good to be loud and it's good to shout to get people's attention sometimes. Sometimes it's important to whisper. And that's something that I don't do enough of here on air, but that I'm going to be doing today, to just slow down and make sure I cover everything. Because you think you speed up and you get to everything, but sometimes you do miss the forest for the trees. And so today, I'm going to lay out the news and information as best I can. This morning, I was going over the breaking developments that are so incredible around our world, not just in the United States. And I thought, man, I've got to really go on air and really drive it home to people. And I've got to really shake them out of their trance. Not our general audience, but create a broadcast, create a record that can be given to others to really hopefully get them out of their trance. And sometimes yelling at people is the way to do it. Sometimes hitting them beside the head politically with a 2x4. But other times, to get somebody out of a trance, you've got to whisper to them. So we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, and I'm not even going to tell you what the news is yet until we come back. But if you go to Infowars.com and you see the live feed of the show today, the Sunday live feed, and what it's titled, you'll see how incredibly important this show is. And not just what was said by the Attorney General, but what was said by others in the administration and the movement that we've seen. We have a very clear direction of where Trump's going, and he understands with only 320 days left until the historic election, he can't wait because they're going to try to steal the election. Yes, America's waking up. Yes, Trump's winning. Yes, a lot of what the globalists are trying to do is failing. But they're cheating and engaged in so much criminal activity that we can't stand by and watch them do that. So the Attorney General has called out George Soros. When we come back from break, I'm going to just break down why that's so important and play the clip. And then the globalist plan to try to trigger civil unrest and martial law in this country that's now official. It's all coming up today. Infowars.com/show and band.video. It's all coming up right now. Please help us spread the word. You're the only way we reach new people that desperately need to be warned. Sunday, December 22nd, 2019, worldwide broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The United States was done for, was captured. The decision had been made to make communist China and its authoritarian command and control system the model of the world. The United Nations has adopted communist China and their social credit score and a biometric face scan code key as the world currency officially last week. That's right, if pieces of paper with ink on them can be the money, can't your face scan be the money and the digital numbers attached to you? That's not some Bible study at some evangelical church in the 1960s, though they were saying that was coming. That's the waning twilight hours of 2019. And the fight is between, will we have a future based on the greater ideals of Christendom and the Renaissance and the true enlightenment and America? Or of the anti-human, godless, beyond evil communist Chinese and their globalist allies? George Soros is one of the main deep state controllers of the takedown of the Western world and the persecution of Christian institutions. He admits on CNN with Fareed Zakaria 3 years ago that he used $5 billion of State Department money given to him by Barack Obama, and that he directed civil war and overthrow of the elected government of Ukraine. That's just one thing he bragged about. Just type it in to a search engine. George Soros told Fareed Zakaria that he overthrew the Ukrainian government, that he was behind the revolution. You'll get CNN.com and the video. Now, why is that so important? Because when Donald John Trump and his surrogates talk about that, like Lou Dobbs or Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones, MSNBC, CNN, and even Fox come out and apologize and say, we're not going to have the head of Judicial Watch on ever again. He's banned for in January of this year, 11 months ago, saying Soros still has people in control of the State Department. They're getting the money through USAID to fund the collapse of the border and the refugee centers. That was true. But the news said it wasn't. And pretended like that was fake news, just like Fiona Hill a month ago in the whole fake situation with the impeachment hearings. They said, do you know George Soros? Said, you work for him. She's like, no. Are you a globalist? No, I don't know what that is. Are you a leftist? Well, yes, a European leftist. That's a communist. She said, nothing Roger Stone and Alex Jones say about me is true. And they went on to say, well, he'll serve prison for his lies. Well, Prince Valiant was the head board member on the main foundation run by Soros, funded by Soros. But you could technically say she didn't work for him because he isn't on the foundation board. He just created it and funded it. It's like saying, I'm not connected to my mother because my umbilical cord was cut 45 years ago. But I'm connected to my mother. I came out of her loins. Now, why do they do that? This is the key to everything. I've got all this news. The key to this. Because it's the elephant in the room, the crimes they've committed, the things they've done. The documents I have right here that are public, where Alexander Soros gives hundreds of millions of dollars to local leftist organizations and Antifa to go out with the express orders to try to get black people to riot and create a civil war. Well, the attorney general, we got these documents 2 years ago, January of 2018. So 23 months ago. Huge story. Documents to tell plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. This is organized crime. This is racketeering. Statute of limitations isn't up. You could indict Soros and his son now for this, open and shut. Now, why is that so important? Why is that so critical? Because I have a stack of news and court rulings and documents where AG Barr says we need to fish or cut bait. That's a quote. Another way of saying crap or get off the pot. He said we either need to do that on antitrust by the next few months or drop it. But he said, but that's not letting big tech off the hook. He said they've been involved in criminal activities, we believe, that we're investigating with foundations. I'm going to read you the quotes coming up. Now, who do you think those foundations are? Government comes and goes. Bureaucrats even come and go, but not the foundations. They are the ones that train the bureaucrats and have the funding that's outside of politics. So Republicans may be raising money 6-1 right now with cash on hand. That doesn't matter because the Democrats had all political advertising banned on the internet, basically, because they don't call their propaganda political ads. They call it news or foundation public interest behavior, Chicago social justice organizing. So here's the attorney general. Not just saying Comey's a liar, we played that last week, but now saying that Soros is taking over DAs, hundreds of them, and sheriffs, and that it's organized crime. That, I mean, imagine if the mafia was trying to buy off sheriffs and DAs. The FBI would bust those DAs faster than a twinkle in your mother's eye. Think about that. And so, Barr and Trump are getting ready to make their move. And now you see Horowitz coming out saying it's all criminal, reversing himself. And you see all the rest of them reversing themselves because they know the hammer's coming down and they know that they've been caught in the corruption and they know that they better signify to Trump that they are going to play ball and let the country be great again and let the globalists be thrown out of this nation and defeated, or they're going to go to prison as well. So I'm seeing a rout right now of globalist forces. And you see poll numbers admitting that Trump's way up, even in skewed polls, because impeachment's backfired on them. But they're going to counterstrike, and we're going to look at every single angle of it coming up here today and the desperate deep state plan to trigger civil unrest, martial law, civil war. And the man that predicted it all in 2003 is joining us. When you read what he predicted in 2003, it's all happening. Stay with us. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I'm here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Then I come back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We have David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Owen Schroyer, War Room, 3 to 6 p.m., and many live shows and special events we do at night as well. Yesterday, I came in and did a 2-hour special report from 2 to 4 p.m. that's posted as well. You know, we first broke the Jeffrey Epstein information 13, 14 years ago when he was first arrested. We'd been tracking him and knew who he worked for and what he really represented. Yes, he didn't kill himself, but he also isn't the story. He's just an errand boy, a grocer. Well, tomorrow, we have Dr. Steve Pachinik, who was one of the founders of Delta Force, ran the Camp David Accords. That's how long he's been around. He's the character Jack Ryan and Tom Clancy's based on, the expert of Tom Clancy, how he knew all that secret stuff. That's the guy. He's going to come on and reveal a lot of big secrets tomorrow. And then I'm going to tape a special show right after I go off air tomorrow. It's going to go up tomorrow night with all the new information about Epstein. And did you know the stuff that was going on then is still going on with the same people? And we're going to name names. You see, because not everybody's cowards. Not everybody's fake. Not everybody serves Satan. Some people are real. And you, as the listeners and viewers, I don't call you an audience because you're activist. You've changed the world by holding this operation up when I would have collapsed a long time ago. You did it. It's not about credit. You don't want credit. I understand. You're just like me. But you need to recognize who the man and the woman in the arena is. You may be old, you may be young, you may be a man or a woman, you may be a child, you may be on death's doorstep, you may have black skin, you may have white skin, you may have brown skin. You may have freckled little polka-dotted skin like me. But you've got red blood. And you've got that same spirit, and you've got that same connection to God. And you belong. You belong. I belong. And we have a kinship that is infinity, more complex and deeper than the color of our skin. It's the content of our character and our deeds that is the evidence of the light in our soul and who we serve. So tomorrow, I'm going to do something I should have done a year ago. And I didn't hold off on the latest Epstein information because I'm scared of being sued. I did it because at a gut level, and I always follow my gut now, in the past I didn't, I knew it wasn't time yet. And it isn't that I held any information back. A lot more has come out since then. It's just now is the time to act. I was going to wait until the new year. And then an investigator that I know contacted me a few days ago, and he said, you know, now's the time to strike on all this. And I brought a bunch of this to you, and I've brought it to the publications, New York Post, you name it. And they've done nothing with it because they're scared, even though it's all confirmed. It's not like this is speculative. This is cut and dry stuff. These are suspects, named suspects with Epstein. These are people that ran operations for him, were paid by him. And the stuff's still going on. And we know where and how. And when you're like me, you go, hey, here, FBI, here's this. Or, hey, you know, Wall Street Journal, Fox News. And I've given them all this stuff, too. And people say, well, why wouldn't you want to break that? It would take 5 hours to describe wisdom. And by wisdom, I mean each point of wisdom. It takes, you understand, it takes too much to go into why and how you come to weigh that. But a lot of it is they knew that we were the vanguard of exposing how they use pedophilia and these other corrupt things to blackmail and take over systems, not just government, but corporate, academic, ecclesiastical. And so once they demonized us on that topic with the general public, if we break something big in that arena, they're automatically able to cover it up because of all the propaganda they've already laid in that, oh, Jones says there's Martian slave colonies, which I never said. Or Jones got it wrong about this or that, which didn't really happen. But because all of this has already come out from other people, and it's exactly what I already said, now you've got to let the public realize that you were right. You've got to see that sea change, and everybody apologize to you on the street or at the mall or at the DMV. That's your sign of when it's time to strike with the new information. I forget what book of the Bible is it. Can you guys look it up? Just type in passages, verses in the Bible about a time to reap, a time to sow, time to fight, a time to for peace, a time to... But there's those times. And you got to really hold your trigger finger back until you really got them dead in the sights. And you just can squeeze and pull that metaphorical trigger. And you just know that bullet's going to hit the exact spot you're aiming for politically. There it is, Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Time to be born, a time to die. Time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. Time to kill and a time to heal. Time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. It's just not as pretty because it's not the King James. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. And that's nice, but from a modern translation, not as good as the King James. We just might print me that from the King James. Thanks. So I'll get into the news and then a very special guest when we come back. But now is the time to hit them with everything we've got. And so I'm going to hit the system with everything I've got in the next weeks and months. And it's all in God's hands. So I'm going to hit them with everything I've got. With the truth. With justice. And I'm going with God. I pray that God lead, guide, and direct everything we do. Not just with this Epstein announcement and information, but with all of it. It's time for total commitment. The children demand it. And God will have it. Destiny of the human species and our true objective, if we choose the mission God has prepared for us, is beyond fantastic. Consciousness itself, the mysteries of the universe, and what we already know is so fantastical, but every metric and every study and every statistic shows us that we're more unhappy, more alone, more angry, and dying younger than we ever have before. Our babies are dying in record numbers. We are sick. We are poisoned. We are in the process of being destroyed. And our enemies admit they're doing it. Modern virtue is self-loathing. Modern virtue is inverting your life force, your drive, your will, your potential. School children everywhere are taught to hate themselves and to hate their own species. And that we are a cancer. While the very mad scientist class teaching this on a planetary scale are the ones actually endangering the very fabric of the biological genome, not just of our species, but every living thing on this planet, and the interlocking multivariate biospheres that they are attempting to collapse in their own admissions because they're building something new. They're not geoengineering the planet. They're terraforming it. And I don't have a good idea what they're terraforming. I know. And in the near future, I'm going to reveal it on air with specifics and how to beat it. And how, when you see specific things in the future that you've never even heard of, that's never been written about, you'll know whether I'm around or not. I'm going to lay it all out. All of it. What's happening on this planet is what you see behind me if you're a TV viewer. Looks like Yosemite National Park. Or maybe it's somewhere not in California, but maybe it's in Colorado. Maybe it's in Canada. But it's a man in a spacesuit standing on the Earth. Why would he need a spacesuit living on his planet? Because if this group makes the planet uninhabitable, then what does that do? Well, it forces us to evolve into something that can survive on the planet. But why would they create a scenario like that to force us, to trick us into using our free will to believe a fulfilling, self-fulfilling prophecy? This is what's going on. This is undoubtedly what's happening right now. This is what the engineers admit they're doing. And they are not happy. They are not blessed people. They're not even being rewarded with anything real for what they're doing except death. The wages of sin are death. What is sin? Violating the code of life. Common sense. Inventing evil. I said I'd get to the bar clip. It's up on Infowars.com. And I said I'd get to all the other news. And I will next segment. But the subjects we're covering here in the main about the post-human world we're being taught is so great. That's real. That's out in the open. And now that it's all being bugled from the highest citadel, from the highest ivory tower, by these Skeksis-like globalists, that's when everyone's starting to be silenced so that you can't raise the alarm and say that you don't submit to it. And there are organizations and groups in government and corporations and in life that are going to recognize this and are going to decide they care about their children and their grandchildren and a human future. And because the evil is intensifying, they can spiritually feel the cold death. And even those that have served the world so far are now finding courage to say no. Because now you cannot deny where we're going. The modern controllers of this planet are taking us somewhere very, very bad. It's elementary. It's basic. And people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and others are not powerful They are jokes. But in the year 2019, the establishment is so hell-bent on making us give up our humanity and fully submit to them because the spirit that dominates them is demanding that of them. They're walking the plank politically. They're doing things that are destroying themselves individually because they're not their own men. They're not their own women. They're slaves. They are nothing but mouthpieces, repeaters. They don't have free will. They turned it over and then lost it. Only way you can lose free will is to say with your free will, you give up your free will and then do things against your spirit and against your own programming to prove to this system that you've given up your humanity. And that's where the child molestation, the child torture, and the child sacrifice comes from. As your admission ticket. Now, I told you, let's play the Michelle Wolf clip first. The comedian, the system force feeds everyone. She gets literally half a star ratings on Netflix, but they just still push her. And what did she say just in her latest special? She got a whole crowd of thousands to cheer when she said, I have power. I'm God. I enjoyed killing my baby. Imagine if I said, in America, people cheer mothers killing their babies and say they enjoy it. You'd say, that's crazy. I've told you that's what they say, and now they're openly saying it. That's the essence of the selfishness. That's the essence of someone cutting themselves off from God and being given the order by the spirit of Satan to do it. The Holy Ghost will demand you take on evil and stand up for innocence and be fearless, and you will be. Satan turns you into a maggot, into a slave, and has you do horrible things to degrade yourself, to take you away from God. And these fools sign on to do it. And does she look happy? Does she look powerful? Does she look like... No, she's destroyed herself. Here she is.
Well, you can feel any way you want after you get an abortion. Get one. See how you feel. You know how my abortion made me feel? Very powerful. You know how people say you can't play God?
God. December 22nd, 2019. The great year foretold. The year 2020. Its iconography. It's symbolism. Unmistakable. Vision. The year the vision begins. The year the great crisis begins to unfold. Lasting decades. Finally, the great war coming. The war between humanity and the dark magicians and their AI systems. Billions will die. Satan will be physically manifest upon the earth. Child sacrifice will be transmitted globally. The full assault will be witnessed. But that's just a book written 2,000 years ago. But the same group and organizations running things then is in command now. And it's all unfolding just as it was foretold. But still the fools sign on. Buying their lottery ticket from Satan. And if they win, will they just get destroyed faster? What a joke. But this is all about testing the people and all about us having our free will on a little planet with baby powers before we're given real power. That's how the universe works, isn't it? And we all know that. And everybody knows it deep down. And a lot of people just say, no, I think this is all there is. And so I choose to be a horrible, mean, stinking person. And then for some reason carry out these exact same rituals that humans who didn't even know each other all over the world magically from the beginning of recorded history engage in. And every culture says they do it because beings from the stars tell them to do it if they're to be given advanced knowledge. But really, we're just being taught evil and how to kill each other and how to put really sick, bad people in power so that we never make it as a species. A transmission of here's how you load the gun, put it to your head, and pull the trigger. Kill yourself. Kill, steal, and destroy. Kill, kill, die, 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 die. Mothers and fathers are bad. Abort your babies. Kill them after they're born. Hail Satan. All right, let's get into it. Then we'll get into the temporal information and Matt Bracken that wrote this article in 2003. That's now, I was rereading it. People said, you got to read this. We reposted it in InfoWars.com. Virginia checkpoints. What could possibly go wrong? He wrote this back in 2003. The plan to cause martial law in Virginia. And it talks about a governor coming for guns, walking down the roads, doing exactly what Governor Northam, when he's not talking about keeping babies alive and selling their organs, when he's not dressed up in KKK outfits or blackface, yes, that governor, keep the baby comfortable, that same guy, he says, and they publicly said they're going to try to confiscate the guns using the military. The military said, we're not going to do that. So that's coming up with Matt Bracken and how they intend to derail Trump, because look at these headlines. Even CNN poll finds massive movement towards the president's and the booming economy. It's backfired. The year socialism became a dirty word again. Bloomberg, all over the world, populism's rising and people hate communism, socialism, globalism, and George Soros. It's just terrible. And all that censorship only made people madder. How Trump is filling the Ninth Circuit with conservatives. It just goes on and on, doesn't it? Worse and worse for them. And then this. AG Barr, Soros-funded Dem prosecutor candidates will lead to increased crime, fewer police officers, which is the plan. Break down the society and get extra funds from the outside red state areas to fund the criminal operation. Just like Soros likes to collapse other countries' currencies, and then have Marshall plans backed up by the U.S. to go in and build them back up, like he's done in Ukraine. You bring them down, you go in, and you build them back up, but with you owning it and controlling it. Just like the U.S. did to Europe at the end of World War II. But it's the globalists doing it. So here is the Attorney General calling out Soros. Here it is.
You talked in your piece about social justice DAs, and you put social justice in quotes. What do you mean by them? What does that mean, social justice DAs?
Well, there's been this recent development where George Soros has been coming in largely in Democratic primaries where they're not going to be much voter turnout and putting in a lot of money to elect people who are not very supportive of law enforcement and don't view the office as bringing to trial and prosecuting criminals, but pursuing other social agendas. And they have started to win in a number of cities. And they have, in my view, not given the proper support to the police. They're following policies that are ultimately going to lead to an increase in violent crime and more victims.
Breakdown of civilization. But when you have the famous weatherman's son who says he won't prosecute, you know, attacking, you know, when Antifa attacks innocent people, they want the breakdown of society, that they won't prosecute car theft. They won't even investigate it. Well, I mean, that legalizes car theft, and then the Democrats get their cut of the chop shops with MS-13. That's the breakdown of civilization. And here's the article we put out 23 months ago, documents to tell plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore with George Soros' son, Democrats, and other organizations working together through Friends of Democracy to stage riots to an attempt to get urban black populations to attack white people and have a race war. It's all in there with the documents. This is all illegal, but it's their plan, and it's still all ongoing. So when you see the attorney general come out and say things like this, it's just another sign of where they're going, and I've got these articles right here. Look at this article out of Reuters. U.S. Attorney General says big tech probes to be completed next year. He says it needs to be done very, very soon. Fisher cut bait. And then he goes on to say that the Justice Department review was not limited to antitrust, but to looking for anti-competitive behavior front and center. And they go on to say looking at crimes. So they're not just looking at antitrust. So that is a very, very good deal. And Tucker Carlson had an excellent piece showing how the neocon think tanks are behind all the censorship. As I told you 2 years ago, they even had bragged about it in the Wall Street Journal, that once they took me off the air or off the internet, they thought you wouldn't fight for me, the general public wouldn't, and then they'd have the precedent for everybody. Tucker Carlson got all the documents. It's an incredible report. We're going to air it at the end of the show today, but it's on InfoWars.com. Tucker Carlson exposes D.C. conservatives for doing big tech's bidding. It's a little deeper than that. We're going to look at all of that coming up. But I already played this clip during the week, but here he is also talking about Comey being a liar, that he's not involved in all this illegal activity. Remember, Comey first said that, the IG report absolved him and there was no spying. It says they illegally spied in the report. But he just tried to say, this. But then now he's like, I didn't know that was going on. Just seeing how dumb you are. Now he's finding out you're not dumb, so he's backtracking. The rats are beginning to leave the sinking ship. This is exciting. Here's what he had to say.
He said, I was seven steps removed from what was going on. The director doesn't get involved in these kinds of things, the actual investigation. Do you believe that?
No. I think that one of the problems with what happened was precisely that they pulled the investigation up to the executive floors, and it was run and bird-dogged by a very small group of very high-level officials. And the idea that this was seven layers below him is simply not true.
We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with Matt Bracken and the globalist plan to grab victory from the jaws of defeat and so much more. Remember, they don't want this information out there. We've got their number. The only reason we're on air is you spreading the word and supporting our local affiliates and also buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're a TV viewer, here's a map of the deliveries. You can get stuff still before Christmas if you order today or tomorrow in the continental United States by the systems that we send it out, USPS, and, of course, other systems. One day, 2 day, InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sales of the year right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 75% off all these great products. A lot of them are about to be out of stock, so take advantage of this. And you can also put in the comment section that it's a gift and send it to the address of friends and family and not fight the crowds and fund this operation. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with the second hour. Please stay with us. I'm always thanking the listeners, the viewers, for supporting us and keeping us on air, because we're all in this together. But, you know, somebody we don't think enough is not just God, obviously. God's the reason for everything. The maker. But our ancestors and our folks and the people that believed in freedom and justice and that carved it out of really barbarous times so that we could be here today and have free speech enshrined, have the Second Amendment enshrined. They didn't give us those rights, but it said we cherished them and that we defend them. They just want us to forget about all that, forget about mothers loving their babies. They want us to forget about men being strong and standing up for what's right. We got Matt Bracken joining us. You know, they say a prophet's not known in his own country. He's always been coming on the air for, I don't know, long time. He's always like, you ought to read this book I wrote. And I've read some of his books. You ought to read this stuff I wrote back in 2003. Finally, Mike Adams sent me an excerpt of it this last night. And I read it. And I'm like, my God, that's exactly what's happening in Virginia. He predicted the very scenario they're following. Now, they may have read his book and actually used it. But something criminal groups will do is they'll use a book as a scenario so they get caught with it. Oh, it's just a book. In a lot of cases of that. They've got some tricks up their sleeves. They are being routed right now, which is what makes them so dangerous. So Matt Bracken joins us. And then there's all this other news and information I haven't hit. And then the big Epstein news we're going to bring out tomorrow. That is very, very obviously important. And why it's been suppressed, that's a whole other story that feeds into all of this. But I wanted to play this again because we only played part of it. And I've got a 3-minute compilation, a 4-minute compilation, a 5-minute compilation. And some of the clips are in all the compilations. Some of them aren't. But there's so many new clips of the talking point that it's wonderful to kill babies and women should do it to empower themselves and those little bastards need to be sliced up and their body parts sold and women need to do it. And they even have actresses claim they're getting abortions. It turns out they're actresses and it's fake. And going, oh, it feels good. Oh, I enjoy that. It's sexual. Oh, that feels so good. While they're supposedly getting one. This is real evil. It's blasphemy. It's just taking, you know, the beauty of women and loving their babies and being wonderful creatures and little nest for the baby and turning it into something ugly. I mean, just imagine, though, if I came up with a headline, you're going to see an auditorium of a couple thousand people cheer a mother saying she felt like God killing her child. Used to they'd say, oh, it's not a child. Because of 3D, they know everybody knows it's a child sucking its thumb, you know, at 3 months old and all that. And singing and hopping around. And their little, you know, universe that you just raid and destroy that whole future. That callousness as if any of us are safe if we do that to our most vulnerable. That's the spirit of this thing. What you do to the least of these you've done to me, as Christ said. It's all right there. It's prima facie. And now they're just everywhere saying, it's religious, do it, you'll feel great, kill your children. And Whoopi Goldberg and all these, you know, gross skeksis, get out of my vagina. You're the one that put it there. And now you're going to kill it. But instead, it's now a sacrament. Here it is.
Get out of my behind. Get out of my vagina. Get out.
Believe me.
And we don't talk about abortion in a real way. We talk about it in a very legislative way, but not in a real way. So I think a lot of women have a lot of apprehension surrounding it. You know, we talk about it so negatively that you feel like you should have this sense of shame after you get an abortion. Well, you can feel any way you want after you get an abortion. Get one. See how you feel. You know how my abortion made me feel? Very powerful. You know how people say you can't play God?
You try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you gotta get that baby out of there.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, it's official. Democrat talking points now are that it's fun to kill babies because it makes women powerful and makes them feel like God. That is 100% what happens in child sacrifice and why Satanists do it. Again, that's so well known in literature, in history, in art, that when George Lucas wrote Episode 3 of Star Wars, Emperor Palpatine tells Darth Vader, I want you to go kill several hundred children. You will not be a Sith until you've done that. To make your journey to the dark side complete, you must go kill children.
Do what must be done, Lord Vader. Go to the Jedi Temple and kill all the younglings. Only then will you be strong enough in the dark side and your journey will be complete.
But now you can watch The View and you can watch CNN and you can watch Comedy Central and it's like, God, I really enjoyed killing my baby. I felt so good. And I can play the clips where the woman goes, oh, God, it's so sexually pleasurable. Oh, I had a huge orgasm when they killed it. Of course, it's not true. Turned out she was an actress. But that was put on HBO as a woman's, just a woman going, oh, yeah.
So the people go, well, God, this sounds like a wonder. And it's a big thing online. Paul Watts has written about it in feminist magazines. The sexual pleasure of killing your child. And now the women go, you're right, it's not a fetus, it's a baby, and I'm gonna have him pour acid into my womb and burn it to death. And I want it to hurt. You mean to play the clips for you? Because I got power. Wow. Can you imagine the spirit attached to those women? Can you imagine that if you saw Jeffrey Dahmer standing over some 14-year-old he grabbed out of the street, injecting boat cleaner acid into their brains because he wanted them to be zombies so he could have sex with them, some of them lived up to a week. You'd go, this is horrible. He just wanted love with somebody, though, because no one wanted to be with them. He was horrible. He wanted somebody that would do what he said. He wanted power. He called that love. And would lure young men and underage boys into his apartment where he would torture them to death. But when a mother gets up and gets that gleam in her eye and goes, man, it felt good. Imagine somebody walked up to Michelle Wolf on the street, pulled out a big old double-edged dagger, and I'm not saying do this, because I'm not like her, and just said, you know what, I feel powerful, and just slit her throat. And she's splutching, like, wow, I feel powerful. Yeah, you know. It'd be all over the news. Oh, my God, terrorist attack, right wing. My God, she just said she loves killing her baby and got off on it. They're just getting you ready, burning out your instinct to resist this, just everywhere. Vice and HBO and all and the New York Times and Salon, all promoting pedophilia everywhere. And Charleston Elders, same program, 1993, gets into office, 1994. Surgeon General. She says, you need to help the children in kindergarten. Teachers need to reach down and help them masturbate. A gross, sickening, evil person from the state saying, I want to ejaculate, or your little girl or little boy, something if a parent did it, they'd be arrested and should be. But the state wants the power to ruin their innocence and abuse your children. And they go, well, it's a black lady, so it's okay, right? And she talks like this. You know, play the clip. Reach down and help them. And now it's all over the news. Europe's doing it. And when it turns out thousands of girls as young as 8 are grabbed and put into sex slavery by Muslims, the media says if you report it's Muslims, you're arrested. And then some articles go, well, these young girls are lucky. They're learning a profession. The left makes jokes about it. Would they make a joke about it if you drove ice picks into their eyes? We're going to go to break in a moment, come back with Matt Braggin for 2 segments. In the last segment, Tucker Carlson and the move against big tech is imminent if they'll just pull the trigger, but they're locked and loaded. So a lot of planets are aligning politically, economically, culturally, but the globalists know they're losing. They're going to pull something big, and Matt Bracken foresaw it 17 years ago, 16 years and change. He's joining us next segment. But if he's just joined us, again, I'm not going to play the 5-minute and 3-minute compilations of all this. In fact, I'm remembering compilations that we haven't even played in a while, where the women say they have orgasms when they and that they like to get pregnant with their boyfriend because they like to kill babies and have the power over babies, and that it really turns them on to feel the baby kick. And these people are sick, 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 folks. And I know you're tuning in and going, man, is this really going on? Yeah, it's going on. It's a total celebration of evil. And remember, Michelle Wolf and all these other, quote, female comics that go out there and attack families, attack women, attack children. They even have to take the stars off on Netflix and places because they'll get half a star out of 5. People are rejecting this. It's not getting ratings. They don't like it. But still, it doesn't matter. The image of a mother, the Madonna, is someone that wipes their ass with their own child, that tortures their child to death. And they use a weird reverse psychology. Well, it's a woman, so it's okay to be cute. It's female empowerment. Well, in every ancient society, when they started to degenerate, they would order women to take their firstborn sons. It's in every history book. It's in burial grounds all over the world. And to throw their babies into fiery pits or into pools of water for the winged serpent in Mesoamerica and to different horned gods in Europe and in Africa, again, to snake gods. And in Asia, to snake gods. These cultures were not in communication with each other, but they were, in every case, right before their fall, killing babies for demon gods. And all over the Old Testament, and they've dug up these places, it's in the Roman histories as well, Greek histories, confirmed. They're finding all where the Bible says that there'd be civilizations where they were eating and killing babies, and everyone else was like taking drugs and hurting themselves and all this. And then God would tell the Israelites, I want you to go in and wipe them all out. And they tried the last 50 years in colleges to go, that was just propaganda of the Israelites to wipe out their enemies. We don't believe that was going on. And they dig up these giant mass graves of burn up babies and then read the Sanskrit and the cuneiform and the hieroglyphs. And it's just like, oh, my God. And it was the energy of the children being tortured to death that people were getting. Now, they would always secretly keep some alive and torture them for extra fun, but they found that that would enrage the public, would be too much. So generally, long-term torturing children wasn't allowed. It would just be quick and public. But inside the temple, oh, they were really sucking them spiritually dry. Long, hardcore torture. Here's some of the devil worshippers in public.
We talk about it so negatively that you feel like you should have this sense of shame after you get an abortion. Well, you can feel any way you want after you get an abortion. Get one! See how you feel. You know how my abortion made me feel? Very powerful. You know how people say you can't play God? I walked out of there being like, move over, Morgan Freeman. I am God.
Get out of my behind. Get out of my vagina. Get out.
Don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you gotta get that baby out of there.
You talked.
All right, Matt Bracken is up next. And believe me, do I need to tell you, you need to share the live links from band.video and infowars.com/show. Do I need to tell the Paul Revere's out there that it's critical this transmission get out there? Everybody tuning in knows you're hearing the truth here. We've got the facts. We're facing the facts. And we're winning together thanks to God and his son, Jesus Christ. Stay with us. Sunday, December 22nd, 2019. InfoWars, still on the air, still reaching millions, thanks to you. Thanks to this team. Thanks to everyone that values justice and freedom. Humanity's been taken down far, but it's awakening. You can hear and see the howls of anger from the social engineers who know time is running out for their plan. They can't defeat an awakened humanity. No matter how much money, no matter how many weapons, no matter how much propaganda. Once you decide to resist them with everything you've got, from the information war to getting on your knees to God, to standing up to these thugs, they will fall, and they are falling. Matt Bracken is with us on this Sunday. Very, very thankful. I read some of his books years ago. Visit enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Really smart guy. And years ago, I know a lot of guys in the government and intelligence and smart people. They tune in because, you know, we're informed and have a lot of great guests as well. You ought to research Matt Bracken. He really knows what he's talking about. Well, he's always coming on the show saying, well, in this book, I predicted how they try a martial law scenario in Virginia with gun confiscation and how they'd use a mass shooting to trigger it and how the globalists are ever in real trouble. They're going to try this scenario. And we have George Soros' real documents now showing similar things. We have the attorney general talking about going after Soros, how they're trying to install their peoples at the state and local level as prosecutors and sheriffs. But Bracken wrote this article, Virginia Checkpoints, What Could Possibly Go Wrong? And it's an excerpt of his 2003 book. And it's really best for him to break it all down. But it's got the quotes here, and it's eerily parallel to what they're saying they're going to start doing January 20th in Virginia, openly saying they want to use the military to confiscate guns, to arrest sheriffs that don't go confiscate the guns, all semi-autos. It's here. It's happening. The story's up on Infowars.com. It's also at AmericanPartisan.org. And Matt Bracken joins us to really look at the constellation of what's going on currently and the fact that Trump is, even in their manipulated polls, it's backfiring their fake impeachment. But what are they going to try to remove him in the next 316 days? Matt Bracken, thank you for joining us tonight. I specifically want to get into the scenarios in Virginia, other areas of the country, and other tricks you think they have up their sleeves, because I don't want to sit here as the awakening happens and as everything the globalist does falls on its face and be overconfident, because you've laid out scenarios that we now see starting to happen. Give us that over-the-horizon radar and what you think's coming next.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I've been watching the show. It's what you've been recounting about the feeling power through murdering babies. I mean, it's all spot on. These are like flashing red warning lights for a society that's really approaching the abyss in many respects. I wrote this novel in the early 2000s, Enemies Foreign and Domestic, because I'm a student of history for a long time. I was an officer in the SEAL teams. I saw some corruption in the military where units were given no oversight at all, and they just had a black budget, and they went way off the rails. And I've been studying other types of units that have gone off the rails. Sometimes they start with very good motives and very good ideas. And I'd like to draw a line from what's happening in Virginia through Northern Ireland in the 70s and 80s, and then back to Kenya and the Mau Mau Wars in the 1950s. There was a British officer, just a lieutenant at the end of World War II, but he was in Kenya during the Mau Mau uprising, and he came up with this concept he called gangs and counter gangs. It's really about false flag operations. And he literally wrote a book, the book called Gangs and Counter Gangs. You can find a PDF floating around the internet. His name is Frank Kitson. And it was very effective in Kenya. And what they did was they used black gangs that would dress and appear to be one of the factions fighting in the Mau Mau uprising to attack another faction and then leave false clues. This got the different factions within the Mau Mau uprising, instead of focusing and fighting against the British colonial rule, they began fighting each other. So this was considered very successful. Frank Kitson is promoted major colonel. He becomes a brigadier general in 1970. He's their like rising star. He goes to Northern Ireland. He's going to use these gangs and counter gangs, false flag tactics in Northern Ireland, thinking, hey, it worked in Kenya. It ought to work.
And by the way,
you're
talking about mainline history. This is all admitted. I had Steak Knife, one of the British commandos that was running this, blowing stuff up, blaming it on the Irish, on the show, and he was killed like 2 weeks later. So I want people to know that's how dangerous all this is. Please continue.
Yeah, so the SAS used sock puppets like Ulster Volunteer Force, things like that, to do some of their dirty work, but they literally planted false bombs. They put bombs in British and Protestant pubs to be blamed on the Irish. They thought it worked in Kenya in the Mau Mau uprising. Well, it was like pouring rocket fuel on the IRA. When they tried this tactic that had been successful 15 years earlier in East Africa, when they tried it in Northern Ireland, it was a major backfire. Now, bringing it to today, the special units that we've been training, that have been learning a lot of tricks in Iraq and Afghanistan and really all over the world, because those are just the overt places. We've got special forces all over the places, all over the globe, really, doing dirty tricks and dirty ops. They come home. We see that the tactics and strategies that are employed around the world by our special operations forces and our intelligence agencies, we see them bring it home. You can see it in the deep state coup. That's what it was. They're using, like, you know, the old Mission Impossible false flag operations that we would use, say, in the third world, in South America or South Asia. They tried to use those tricks against Trump. Well, if they try to do these things in Virginia, you know, the false flag missions, discrediting operations, you know, leaving bombs that'll be attributed to right-wing militias, it's going to be what happened in Northern Ireland. It's going to have the exact opposite effect. Instead of discrediting the, you know, the so-called right-wing white nationalist militias, it's going to be like pouring rocket fuel onto the fire, just like it was when Frank Kitson took his Mau Mau strategy to Northern Ireland. There's never been a civil war in the history of the world where there have been so many tens of thousands of patriots, nationalists, who are armed with long-range weapons. It completely changes the equation. Now, you can roll in, that you can roll into a village in Turkey or Iraq or Afghanistan with, you know, 10 trucks, couple armored personnel carriers, put up a perimeter around the village and sweep it. That will not work in Virginia. That will not
work. Let's talk about how the globalists are going to try to destabilize everything with false flags and provocateur ops, and why they're so upset that we exposed what they were trying to gin up in Virginia a few years ago, and why they hope we wouldn't be on air to have people there to cover it this time. We're not just going to cover it. We're going to have dozens of our people in Virginia on the 20th to stop the deep state from pulling this off.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday transmission. Now, we know Soros has planned violence at events that would trigger race war and martial law. I have the documents right here, covered it earlier. We're showing you the history with a former Navy SEAL officer who works in the Middle East and around the world. And, you know, these tactics are taught by governments all over the place. Army intelligence officers at the level of captain are taught about false flags that came out in the WikiLeaks. They confirm those are real documents. Doesn't mean they're taught to carry out false flags. But if you're in any real war, groups are doing it. The CIA did it to the Vietnamese in the north. They did it to us. Dirty tricks are very old, where you commit an atrocity, blame it on your enemies. The left needs that. That's why they had their own Antifa do Texas and Ohio. You notice they expunged it all and tried to say they were right-wingers and Trump supporters. So there's lots of levels to this. Blame something a crazy does on us. Stage something. Wind it up. This is a Charlottesville where they collide two groups together to create the narrative on a bigger scale. Explain why it's so big and why your article from 16 years ago is so important. It's posted at the front page of Infowars.com. Matt?
My first novel, Enemies Foreign and Domestic, it actually begins with a false flag sniper attack on a stadium. And that leads immediately to Congress passing a law banning semi-automatic so-called assault rifles. Then politicians, notably in Virginia and Maryland, they try to get out in front of this, what they perceive as a winning hand or a way to publicize themselves to higher office, by actually promoting the gun confiscation side, the way that Northam is in Virginia, the blackface beta killer himself. And, you know, he's actually talking about consequences for police departments and sheriff's offices that don't enforce the laws. And it almost, you know, it's like I'm just shaking my head. That's the most famous book, called Unintended Consequences. They've got no idea. So in the short excerpt that's posted at American Partisan, it's just highlighting a checkpoint, a gun checkpoint that goes completely haywire, out of control, action begetting action, and you know, just amplifying at each step, that these politicians that think that they can just pass the law, enforce the law, and it's going to go down. They really have no idea how this can accelerate out of their control so fast. And my fear is that Richmond is going to be seen as an opportunity for like a Charlottesville on steroids. The left is very desperate. The impeachment, the sham is not really working, and they need to change the subject and throw a Hail Mary pass, something that they can then pin on Trump. You know, Trump, the white nationalist, the racist. You know, hope if they get something going haywire, out of control.
And Matt, let me just add to this. They're the ones saying we're going to use the military. They're the ones where you have the attorney general, you have the governor. They're all in scandals. They've all been caught in big corruption problems. They're all perfectly compromised and being flogged into these provocative statements. If you're really just going to come for the guns, you'd pass the laws, put pressure on people. No, they're all wanting a confrontation. They're all trying to rabble rouse people into this.
Yes, because I think that their perception is that they can force Trump into a misstep, you know, a mortal sin, something when, you know, he said whatever he said in Charlottesville was spun as Trump says there's good Nazis, which was a lie. But that's
let me stop you again. Major law enforcement publications. Please put that back on screen, guys. Major law enforcement publications like Law Enforcement Today are having to say, National Guardsmen, we will not comply of order by Virginia governor to arrest police, confiscate guns. That's the level. That's December 20th, 2 days ago. We've gotten to. This is not us saying this is coming. This is, hell yes, I'm going to take your, you know, your semi-autos. Hell yes, you know, we're going to kill gun owners if they don't turn them in. Yeah. The lead Democrat whip in the House saying we're going to hang Trump on national TV. I mean, these people are spoiling for a fight.
Yeah, this is Virginia is a microcosm of the red-blue county map, where you've got a majority population in just a few blue counties in Richmond, Northern Virginia, tipped heavily by the immigrant influx, where you give them driver's licenses and then basically point them at the polling booth. So they've tipped the population of states like Virginia, but 90% of the counties are hard red conservative dyed-in-the-wool, you know, libertarians. So you've got 85 out of 95, or maybe 86 now, out of 95 Virginia counties voting to become sanctuary counties. And let me tell you, you can't just send a convoy of SUVs out into rural America anywhere and not be picked off by people with high-powered rifles. You know, a few thousand Taliban have kept us from conquering Afghanistan in 20 years.
Same thing in Vietnam. So let's expand on this. And that was social engineering. It's been declassified. The globalists started it, made us lose it on purpose to create the whole leftist movement here in the U.S. and expand it. But let's pull back here, Matt Bracken, quickly. We have to understand that, again, they want this crisis. And just like the rest of the map of the country, they only control the big population centers where they bring in their election fraud. It can never be kicked out. And so this is just another example of how they intend to march the police out to confiscate guns. When citizens get killed, it's going to be just like in V for Vendetta when they shoot the little kid. But in the real world, it will explode. And the left thinks they can then go, oh, look, the white Christians, that's the way they're labeling it. It's not just white people, are evil. They're terrorists, and try to have a fight like Swallowswell said. He said, look, we want to have a confrontation. We're going to take your semi-autos. And if you resist, we'll use nuclear weapons. Showing the total arrogance that is a city-destroying weapon, which would be used on blue cities, and from his view. And I'm not saying do that. It's not for rural areas, unless you want total extermination. Whoever uses that will be discredited right away. But it shows their military disconnect. Meanwhile, almost everyone that has military background hates their guts. Please continue. This is a Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake type statement.
Yeah, The reason that false flag operations are so effective, and this is the reason I wrote this book, because I could just see this coming. The reason it's so effective is there's a saying, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Well, in the land of mostly first level, overt, you know, open level thinkers, a second level thinker is like a genius. So if you do a false flag operation, if there's a white militia redneck next to a gun outside the stadium after the stadium massacre, that's how it's going to play. Nobody's going to say, wait a minute, why would a white, you know, veteran do that? Why would they do that? The first level thinkers will go with the narrative that the evil white racists are just spoiling.
Because they're all primed to do it, and then we're not supposed to question when these things happen. They've got it all primed and ready. And they're saying that the media is going to be attacked. White terrorists are going to rise up and attack. The FBI says it's the number one threat when it doesn't even register as a threat. It's all primed and ready, all the shows, all the movies for this, except if they think two or three levels into what's going to happen if they start this hot civil war, I mean, these globalists are going to all have to run for the hills.
But in the meantime, it can lead to a cascade where, you know, if people are starting a sniper war in this country, it can lead to a cascade which would be devastating for everybody. I mean, we're talking about the electricity going out, because a city, if it's rural versus urban, then urban's in the hurt locker because they don't feed themselves. They don't have their own water or electricity. So if we get to
it's
that
all set up culturally where the Christian right wingers know how to run things, know how to skin a buck, know how to run a trot line, have all the infrastructure, are awake, know what's going on. The cities are drugged out, satanic, literally out of their minds, falling apart, and they're trying to start a war with their food supply. Let me just say this: I want to invite you here because I want to go to Virginia with you. I want you to help us cover all this because you've been on top of this. We're going to be there to make sure this doesn't happen, or at least, you know, pray that it doesn't. But you're absolutely right, they're trying to start it. We've already caught them last time. I want to invite you to fly here after Christmas or in the new year. We don't have time to wait to start planning, man. I want you to help us out with this. And I'm trying to get a lot of other auxiliary reporters. You just agreed during the break you're going to work with us. We want other people. I want to work with Stuart Rhodes and others. We need to put a lot of personnel there and be very clear that we're not going to be with the fake white supremacist wind-up toys that they admittedly have hired. We're going to be there exposing them so they can't just say it's two groups, and we're going to stand against this. Matt Bracken, if you've got time, I've got Steve Pachinik on tomorrow and a bunch of the guests, but if you can pop in again, that would be wonderful to talk about the different scenarios that unfold. EnemiesFarmDomestic.com. Your article's up on Infowars.com from 16 years ago. God bless you. Final segment on other key intel straight ahead. Please stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm really sorry at Christmas time to have to talk about such serious issues while there's fun football games and things on, but America's fighting for its life and starting to really win. But the globalists have got their task force. They control Virginia, and they've got a lot of the feds still on their payroll. They've already tried to stage things, and they're clearly trying to stage something in Virginia. Matt Bracken called it years ago, and he's going to be there. We're going to send crew there coming up on the 20th when they say they're going to start trying to move forward with their gun confiscations. They're going to try to have some fake right-wing, left-wing clashes there at the Commonwealth Capitol. We're going to be covering that. Matt, just in a minute and a half or so, recap. You were telling me during the break, you believe they're going to try to go operational with false flags or with gang, counter-gang operations, similar to how they set up the IRA. You believe that's how they're going to try to discredit the American resistance.
Yeah, you have to think that at the top of these task forces, at the level of the same level of people that were involved in the deep state coup, the poker buddies of people like Peter Strzok hate us, okay? You know, Brennan was a communist who became the head of the CIA. Mueller is a kind of a religious communist, Mueller, Comey. The people they've been promoting for years now hate our guts. As globalists, they don't like that the biggest threat is jihad. If jihad is the threat, then the solution is patriotic nationalism. Keep them out. So their goal as globalists is to break the back of what they call white nationalists. You know, it would be like George Washington, white nationalist, to break our back by discrediting us, by using discrediting false flag operations. So I think that Richmond is already up on their board, up on their screen. People will be promoted. You know, if they get the right consequences out of Richmond.
That's right. They're like Hitler, and this is the Battle of the Bulge. They believe they can turn it all around here, and all their propaganda is around this. We already know they staged the last Virginia deal by clotting the two groups together, having the police do it, and so they're planning something big. I totally agree. Come back tomorrow. Steve Pachinik's on, but come back and talk about how we stop it more. You're coming to town soon. Matt Bracken, thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, folks, I'm out of time, and I really wanted to get to the attack on free speech and who's really behind it and why Trump hasn't taken action, because the Republicans are paid off by these people. And Tucker Carlson did an incredible job Friday night laying this out, the full interview, and he also had some guests on. The full show is on Infowars.com. Tucker Carlson exposes D.C. conservatives for doing big tech's bidding. But it's bigger than that. Big mainstream corporate media. They don't want the competition. So that's also why they're shutting everybody down. And they don't care if people can't communicate politically, and that's the most effective thing, because they want to force all the TV buys, again, to be only on mainstream TV, not on the internet. That's why they're happy big tech has banned Trump from advertising. So this is really the Achilles heel of Trump and the American people. And Barr's talking about taking action against big tech. There's only 316 days left. They need to act in the next month or so. It needs to happen now. Trump not acting has just allowed big tech and the rest of them to engage in levels of censorship and control not even seen in communist China. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Not letting them send out images of Melania Trump on Facebook. You know, not letting people show women shooting guns, saying that's terrorism. That's AI watching and controlling in live time what we do. It's not just not letting you upload a certain song and it instantly knows what the song is. It knows what your voice sounds like. It knows what your face looks like. It can ban Taiwanese emojis and Hong Kong flags. That's what's happening in live time, blocking it all. It's incredible. So I want to play part of this Tucker Carlson report. Please don't forget, if you get your order in tonight, or by tomorrow at about 2 o'clock, we'll get it shipped out anywhere in CONUS, continental United States. We have total delivery in our two different delivery systems. By then, not to Alaska, not to Hawaii. But you can also put in the comments section on checkout a note as a gift, and then that way when they open the package, you can send it to friends and family and others and do your last-minute shopping. They open it up. And it's from InfoWars. There's some stickers. There's whatever you bought them. The book, the film, the water filtration, the air filtration, the fluoride-free toothpaste. That's a great thing for your grandkids. Works so much better than the fluoride that's going to brain damage them. So send them Super Blue or Super Silver toothpaste. Vaso Beats is back in stock. Turbo Force, Brain Force. It's all there. We've got a lot of great gear, a lot of great knives, a lot of great T-shirts, books. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off the current order. Some of these are loss leaders. We need to sell everything out at the end of the year to not pay inventory tax and things, be able to fund ourselves in the next year. So thank you all for doing your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. I cannot stress to you enough how big a deal that is and how funding this operation is game changing. They cannot stand the fact we're on the air. I'm risking my life doing this. So is Matt Bracken. This is not children's work. This is not Sunshine Patriot. This is Winter Soldier stuff. This is military stuff we're doing for the Republic as grassroots independent people. Okay. And more the Justice Department and the military is coming over to America's side. We're digging the globalist out right now. It's been the grassroots doing it. But they're more and more behind the eight ball every day, and they need to stage big events. Now, I don't have time to play the full report. It's super powerful, but here's some of what Tucker Carlson lays out to understand what we're up against with the Koch brothers and others. The left are always claiming have funded me. Never any money. But, of course, really running the left as well. They are the deep state. Here it is.
We've told you a lot on this show over the past few years about how Google, Facebook, and Twitter work in secret to impose a left-wing political agenda on this country. In 2016, for example, Google employees worked behind the scenes to boost Hillary Clinton's voter turnout. They seemed despondent when they couldn't stop Donald Trump from winning. Google, as you well know, regularly suppresses conservative videos on YouTube. At one point, the company even contemplated rigging its search results to undermine Trump's immigration policy. Twitter, meanwhile, and you know this well, often bans users entirely for the crime of disagreeing with the left. At this point, it is very clear that big tech hates conservatives and works assiduously to harm them. Republican voters are starting to figure this out. A Harris poll from last year found that 83% of Republicans understand that tech is biased against conservatives. Another poll this summer found that 42% of all voters, not just conservatives, believe the Trump administration should take action to push back against the tech monopoly's political bias. And yet, so far, that's not happening. No one in Washington is doing anything to rein these companies in. But it doesn't have to be that way. There are a lot of things you could do if you wanted to. For example, tech companies have thrived under a special immunity they receive from Congress that protects them from lawsuits over what people say on their platform. It's an exemption that Fox News, for example, does not have. So why does Google have it? Senator Josh Hawley would like to know the answer. Hawley has proposed stripping that immunity from tech companies and treating them like everyone else, unless they can maintain neutral platforms for all views, which, of course, was the original deal they struck. That's a great idea, but it hasn't happened. Another idea is breaking up major tech companies so that a handful of monopolies don't have effective veto power over the First Amendment, which is where we are today. It's another great idea, but again, it hasn't happened. Why all the inaction on these questions? Well, a big part of the problem is that conservative nonprofits here in Washington, the ones that are supposed to be looking out for you, aren't actually looking out for you. They're looking out for big tech. A new report from the Campaign for Accountability, obtained by this show, highlights how conservative organizations in D.C. have colluded with big tech to shield left-wing monopolies from any oversight at all. It's an amazing story, and it's happening now. This October, for example, Americans for Prosperity, that's a purportedly conservative group controlled by the billionaire Koch families, launched an ad supporting Facebook and Google. Again, not attacking, supporting Facebook and Google. The ads they ran targeted state attorneys general, Republican and Democrat, who were leading antitrust investigations into those two companies. In March, Americans for Prosperity ran digital ads urging members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to, quote, oppose any effort to use antitrust laws to break up America's innovative tech companies, end quote. In all, the Koch network quietly spent at least $10 million defending Silicon Valley companies that work to silence conservatives. The richest companies in the world being defended by a conservative nonprofit as they attack conservatives. Why are they doing
this? He then goes into how big tech is paying them off and paying off a lot of the little talk show hosts and people as well, like Ben Shapiro. So when you hear them saying all that, you wonder why Michael Savage is taken off the radio and Ben Shapiro is put in and into his very slot by the very same group. It's because it's a takeover. And they're doing it in front of everybody. And big tech helped communist China build their surveillance system and control system. So that's who they are. They'd put us all in camps just like the Chinese and put their people if they could get away with it. They're monsters that hide behind liberalism and all this garbage. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Only way these reports get out is you sharing them. Band.videos where you find the live feeds. Please share them. We have the huge Epstein breaking news tomorrow on the weekday show. Please tune in and please share the links. That's how we're going to beat these monsters. We can do it. Thank you and God bless you all. Have a great Christmas.